Welcome to the Avyei Yerushalmi, the Shiur sponsor in the S'chus of Am Yisrael to have Hatzlach in all the fronts. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Tzayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting the bottom Daf Tzvov Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Mantane lo yirolecho. Meaning, our Mishnah says that if you have chometz that overall of a Pesach, meaning chometz left over after Pesach, it's asur because of lo yirolecho. From lo yirolecho, we learn the isur even after Pesach. Mashvetz isur d'oraisa, not to have chometz that a chometz that was by Yisrael doing Pesach is also after Pesach d'oraisa. And the mashmo is the isur is isur lav because you learn from lo yirolecho. Mashvetz it's a lav because one is over after Pesach. Says the more man the man tan lo yirolecho. Who's the man dormer that holds the lav? Abiyudo. That's the shita of Abiyudo. Tanya oichel chometz b'she shoyis v'lamalo. Someone eats chometz after the sixth hour in Erev Pesach, v'chin chometz shovel Pesach, or chometz that went through Pesach, ha-reizi b'loi seseh v'in b'koros tiv yabudu. It's a loi seseh, you don't have koros during Pesach, there's koros. But before Pesach and after Pesach, it's a lav, and that's a shita of yabudu, and that's the mashmos of our Mishnah. Continues the one that design amud aleph. If Shimon ha-imer kol she'in b'koros, ain boi b'loi seseh. If there's no koros, there's no loi seseh by chometz. Says one, Moed Rav Shimon, b'asur shu asur. Says yeah, Rav Shimon agrees the chometz shovel of a Pesach is asur. She says, no laugh. Says the Gemara, isurima. Which type of isur prohibition is the chometz shovel of a Pesach? Says more, Yirmiyah Omer isur dvar toyim. You're right, it's asur. Not a isur laugh. It's a isur esav tashbisu. It's also the Rabbanon. Rabbanon the ones who always said. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Where does he learn it from? What's the source? It says in the pasuk lo yoichal chometz hayoyim. So the full pasuk is really it's a, there's a comma over there. Lo yoichal chometz hayoyim atim yoytzim b'chodesh ha'aviv. But the Gemara Darshan's is which attaching the word hayoyim to lo yoichal chometz. We'll see in a moment why it's probably for the second man d'omer. But Rabbi Yehuda learns from this pasuk that it's also after Pesach. Why? Because, says the Gemara, Manon Kaim, what do we talk about in this Pasuk? If you want to tell me, during Pesach, it says you're not allowed to eat chametz with Pesach. If it's not a Pesach, so this Pasuk is referring to after the Moed, there's a Yisro D'oraisa, a lav to eat chametz. Ma'am Kayim Reb Shimon, time of Rebbe lo yechal chametz hayom. What will Shimon do with the Pasuk that Rebbe brings lo yechal chametz hayom? What is he going to dash from this Pasuk? He's going to learn a Pesach. The Pesach Mitzrayim, when he came out of Mitzrayim, Pesach was only one day. Here he dashed Hayoim. The Chometz also only today, referring to when they left Mitzrayim. So that year, when they left Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Pesach was only one day, not the full 7 days. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Is tani tani, there's a price of the dashans, lo yura lecho, lecho yat roi, avat roi et at legavoya. You can see it, but it belongs to Hegdish's mutter, as we saw earlier in the Masechta. Is tani tani, afil gavoya, it's coming to Hasar, not only you, but also gavoya, also if it belongs to Hegdish. Mandoma lecho yat roi, reat legavoya. Could the mandoma says, only you now allowed to see, but gavoya allowed to. Bishig dishoy koidin leviur. We talk about they became Hegdish before the time of the beer. Mandoma, I feel a gavoya, shekdish l'acha biur, once already came the time of the beer, he did the hegdish, then he cannot do it anymore. In other words, there's no machlekes between the brises. The question is, when do you do the hegdish? What belongs to the hegdish is no din of biur chometz. But the question is, if the hegdish happened before the chiyuv or after. Oma aboyin barachiyo komei avzeiro, tipoter bekotshim shukha v'achayusom kerab shimin. Another way to explain why it's also when it belongs to gavoya, because we hold like Shimon. Shimon holds the dovar goyim lemomon kemom dami. Something that causes someone to lose money makes it to be actual money. If someone has responsibility to bring something to Hegdish and it gets lost, he now has to replace it with something else. So if a person has something that belongs to Hegdish and he has to get rid of it because it's chometz, so now he's responsible for it. If he's responsible for it, it's considered to be his. So even though it's something that belongs to Hegdish, you don't have a Yisur of Chometz, but because here it's considered to be yours, because you're responsible for it, so therefore there is a Yisur of Bal Yoroi. Continues the Gemara, and Dash says, Lo Yoroi Lecho. Is Tani Tani, there's a Brisa that says, the Choyat Roye Roy Ad Vepaltio. You can't see yourself, meaning your house, but you could see in the street, meaning if you took Chometz through to the street, made it Hefker, that's good enough. He's tiny, tiny. If you do a party, even in the street, you still can't see chometz. Says the Gemara, no machlekes. Man, don't want to choya troye. You're at the party, or you don't see in your house, but you can see in the street. Pishif kiroi koydin biuroi. he made an hefker before the time of Biur Chametz. So before the time of the Biur, a person could throw something to the street and make it hefker, it's not his anymore. Once already the time of Biur Chametz came, now he made it hefker, now it's too late, now you can't make it hefker, now you have to get rid of it. And the reason is, the Torah made it b'shusoy. Chametz is anyway usur, and becomes hefker. But the Torah said you're still responsible for it. So here, you made an hefker, you're still responsible for it. The next line in our girso, Omar Aboyim Barachir Tipot Bekotshim, there we skip, according to Reb Chaim's girso. We're going on. Hifkir Chemtsoy B'Shloishasor La'achar Pesach Mal. Someone went, took his chometz, made an hefker on the 13th of Nisan, meaning before there was the time of chometz. Can he enjoy it after Pesach? Which seems to be the same idea that we had before regarding the Paltiel before the time of Biur Chametz. Says the Gemara, Biur Chametz Asur, B'Shim Elokei Shomam Mutar. It's a machlekes. Biur Chametz still Asur, even though he was Mavke on the 13th. And Reish Lakish holds as Mutar. Meisei Biur Chametz B'Shim Elokei, Biur Chametz B'Shim Elokei, Yet Moedilim Mishesh Shoyes Elamal Nishu Asur. After the 6th hour on the 14th, you agree it's Asur and you can't be Mavke it. Now, according to the Shita of Reb Shimon that we learned earlier, it's only also midirabanan, not midiraisa. So the aveira of Bal Yiroah is only going to be later when Pesach comes. And still you say the hefker doesn't work. What's the difference between doing hefker before comes the 9th, when it's only also midirabanan, or hefker he does in the 13th, before comes the 14th, and it becomes also? Answers the Gemara of the Zayin with base, Omer Le, Tomon Isur Gomloi, Hocho Mahi Slech Lememer. So it's very different. There he wasn't mafker in the 6th hour. There's a history, so the Rabbanon, you're right, it's the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon made it not his, made it Asur Ba'ano. So that the reason why he doesn't have access to the Chometz after the 6th hour is because of the Isser. There you don't say that works. Anytime the Isser, if Isser Derais or the Rabbanon made it Asur Ba'ano, you have the din that it's still yours. HaToyah some of your shoes, so HaToyah put it back into your shoes. But on the 13th, it wasn't because of Isser, he did Hefker, so the Hefker works. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosi Rav Pinchos, Nehira, do you remember? Kadavino Nami, we used to say, Asa Rav Yochanan ki Rav Yosi v'Rav Shimon Lakish ki Rameir. The machlekes of Rav Yochanan and Rav Lakish is the same machlekes of Yosi Rameir. What's the machlekes of Yosi Rameir? It's a machlekes in Meseches Nedar. It says over there that if someone has somebody who is mudar ano from, in other words, he's not allowed to enjoy, Reuven cannot give any benefit to Shimon. But Shimon has nothing to eat, so what should Reuven do? So one solution is that you take food, put it on the cellar, put it on a rock, and say, this food is hefker. Anybody who wants to take it, come and take it. And then Shimon could go and take it. So Chachamim, meaning Rameir, says that's good, that's fine. Because it became hefker. But according to Rabbi Yosi, you can't do it. Why can't you do it according to Rabbi Yosi? So explain there in the Nedarim, the difference is that according to Rameir, when a person does hefker, it's not his anymore. According to Rabbi Yosi, when a person does hefker, it's still his until someone else goes and takes it. Until someone else goes and acquires it, it's still his. So hefker still belongs to the owner. So now you want the Shimon to come and take the food, he's taking it still from Reuven, it's also Ba'ano. Says more the same thing, L'chor over here. He says, remember, that's what he used to say. Rabbi Yochanan that says that doing a hefker and chometz before the time of the Isser doesn't work, because the hefker doesn't take it out of your rishus, you still own it. Until someone will not take it, it's still yours. But according to Reish Lakish, hefker takes it out of your rishus, and then that's why it works. Says the Gemara, ain't okay. No. Don't say that that's the same machlokes. In other words, I don't remember that, so we were too late. The machlokes is a different machlokes. They both agree that hefker does take it out of your rishus. But the question is the haram over here? What someone's going to do is take his chametz, put it on the street, say this is hefker, and make sure that nobody takes it, and just go and take back the chametz after Pesach, and he won't do the right hefker, he won't do it in the right way. So that's what Reish Lakish says, something that was a hefker before Pesach doesn't work, you have to get rid of it. Reish Lakish says, I'm not chosh l'haramo. If he did hefker, he did okay, but hefker works according to both, mikir did. Ma nafak mi binir, and what's the difference between the two approaches, had and stand, Reish Lakish? Nafla alav mapoilis. If a room collapsed on the chametz, mandoma haromo liskana haromo v'umuter. If the only reason Rabbi Yochanan says that hefker doesn't work is not because hefker doesn't work mitzad dini hefker, just because haromo they may trick the system. Here they have a room that fell on the chametz. He's not doing haromo. So then, therefore, if somehow they picked up the room after Pesach, he could take the chametz and enjoy it. But man do omar schio, meaning that it's still yours until someone is zoiche bit. Leis ken schio who asur. Nobody was zoiche in the chametz under the mapoilis, under the ruin that collapsed. So therefore it's still asur because it still belongs to the owner, even though there was a ruin that fell on it. Reb Chaim points out over here The la'alocha we pask in that a ruin is considered to be mivur. It's not just considered to be that it's hefker. It means that it's not under your rishus. It's a person is mafkir. It's considered to be as if it was burned, and therefore it works maybe even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, "Kol moedim beger shemeis ubizbizu yisroel as nechosov." You have a ger who died. Ger has no relatives, and now he has chametz there. Can you go and enjoy the chametz? Once he died and he has no yorshim, the chametz becomes hefker. And the question is, if after Pesach, you can enjoy this chametz, everybody agrees you're allowed to enjoy that chametz. Why? Why is it mutter? Because there's no aram over here. The ger died. Also is mutter, because there's no ger over here to own it. What's the idea of schil? That as long, when someone did a hefker, as long as someone else did not acquire it, it still belongs to the original owner. But here there's no original owner. The original owner died. So by a ger, everybody agrees that when he dies, it becomes hefker because it's ownerless. And therefore, after Pesach, you can enjoy it if it was chametz. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Tzedzayin.